Chapter 8, The Open Road, Part 1. In 1908, the Scottish author Kenneth Graham delighted readers with stories of toad, mole, and rat and their adventures in a book called The Wind in the Willows.
"Won't you take me to call on Toad?" said Mole to his friend Rat. "I've heard so much about him."
"Why, of course," said Rat. "Get the boat out and we'll paddle up there at once. It's never the wrong time to call on Toad. Early or late, he's always the same fellow. Always good-tempered, always glad to see you, and always sorry when you go."
"He must be a very nice animal," said Mole as he got into the boat.
"He is indeed the best of animals," replied Rat. "So simple and so friendly. Perhaps he's not very clever. We can't all be smart. It may be that he is both boastful and conceited, but Toady is a great friend."
Rounding a bend in the river, they came in sight of a handsome, dignified old house. It was faded red brick, with well-kept lawns reaching down to the water's edge.
"There's Toad Hall," said Rat. "See that creek on the left? That leads to Toad's boathouse. That's where we'll leave the boat. The stables are over there. That's the banquet hall you're looking at now. Very old, that is. Toad is rather rich, you know. This is really one of the nicest houses around, though we never admit as much to Toad."
They glided up the creek and passed into the shadow of a large boathouse. There they saw many large boats. Some were slung from the crossbeams, some were hauled up on a slip, but none of them were in the water. The place seemed deserted. Rat looked around him.
"I see how it is," he said. "Boating is old news. Toad is tired of it and done with it. I wonder what new fad he has taken up now. Come along and let's go see. We shall hear all about it soon enough."
They stepped out of the boat and walked across the flower-decked lawn. They found Toad resting in a wicker garden chair. He had a large map spread out on his knees.
"Hooray!" he cried, jumping up upon seeing them. "This is splendid!"
He shook the paws of both of them warmly, never waiting for an introduction to Mole.
"How kind of you," he went on, dancing around them. "I was just going to send a boat down the river for you, Ratty, with strict orders that you were to come here at once, whatever you were doing. You don't know how lucky it is you're turning up just now."
"What a delightful house you have," said Mole.
"Finest house on the whole river," cried Toad proudly. "Or anywhere else, for that matter," he could not help adding.